Namaste. So the Gita speaks about the work should be taken as per Swadharma. Now this is a problem not only in one organization but all over the world, that people don't not necessarily take up work because of Swadharma. In an organization it may be because of various reasons, organizational reasons. It's like, it's more or less the same, that when you go to a place outside and you want to take up a work, they don't give you work based on your Swadharma. They'll give you work based on what their requirement is. Okay? So, which means it may or may not be Swadharma. So, when this happens, it all depends upon the goal you want. Now, Swadharma is the first indicator of the work which is meant for you. And if you act according to Swadharma and keeping the right attitude, not that just acting according to Swadharma, like Kshatriya, you may act in the right attitude as a Kshatriya or you may act in a very wicked way as a Kshatriya. So that's why Kshatriyas had that noble course or code of conduct, or Brahmin. You may act according to the true principles of Brahminism, or not ism, but as a Brahmin. Or you may distort the Brahmin impulse to, you know, for bringing money and all that. Then Brahmins are not supposed to take money. That's why in ancient India, the teachers were not supposed to ask any money from anyone. The moment you ask money, you are no more a Brahmin. You are a Vaishya. Understand this. Whatever justification you may get. So Brahmin by nature knows that whatever he needs will come. This is tapasya. And this is his sacrifice. That's why he is a Brahmin. He is not just a teacher who is just coming and speaking something. But because there is mixture, I mean, if you truly follow the Swadharma, as I said, in the right attitude, then you progress. There is no doubt about it. But the Gita comes to a very cryptic close. After it has spoken about Swadharma and Chaturvarna and everything, it doesn't say ki, it starts by telling Arjuna, you are a Kshatriya, you have to protect the right, you have to be noble. Well, opponents were also Kshatriyas for that matter. But towards the close, it gives Arjuna the greater secret, the greatest secret. The greatest secret is not Swadharma. The greatest secret is Sarvadharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja. So if you look at Sri Aurobindo and the mother's writings, if you see just for the psychic discovery, what do they say? In the psychic discovery, they say you must, about work, you must take pleasure in all you do, but you must not do work for the sake of pleasure. This is one of the things for psychic discovery. Second thing she says that you have to discover that which in you is independent of the circumstances of your birth. Because it's a fact, psychic being has taken birth in different countries. How can you be attached and say the last, she speaks of this, that last religion, last civilization is the only one. Impersonally I may say that among these this is the greatest, or I may say impersonally I can see the good in every civilization, everything. But if I get attached because of my birth, last birth in this civilization, then I am deviating from the law of truth. The law of truth doesn't operate only within one individual or a group of individuals. So she says this is the second thing. So work, she has said this. So what is the most important thing, she says? Whatever you may be doing, because work is not only what we are doing in an office. Work is our eating, sleeping, everything is work. Sarv karmani. So she says what you must have is this. Behind you there should be this constant brooding. That this is what you want. And she's made it very clear. This thirst, this need of something we call as the divine. If that thirst is there, then whatever you may be doing, you have been given a work which may look like drudgery, and yet if you do it with this attitude that this has been given to me by the divine, you will progress. So that should be the attitude. And there are a number of instances in the ashram context. One which I have often quoted is Rishabh Chandji's. So Rishabh Chandji was a pakka Jain, and when he came, mother gave him work in furniture department. Quite an intellectual, read his book, you know. He is a bhakta, but he is extremely intellectual. Sharp brains. So he was very happy, work in furniture department. He knew all this, that you have to have equanimity and receive it as grace. So he wrote a letter that was to send next day to the mother that I am so grateful for accepting me in your service and all that. So first assignment came from the mother. Before he could send that letter, the first assignment was kill the bugs in the cot, furniture department. So he was shocked, as a Jain he is not supposed to kill. Same dilemma as the Gita. So he writes back to Sri Aurobindo. Instead of that letter, he sends to Sri Aurobindo that this is the assignment mother has given me. I think she may not know that I am a Jain. So I am not supposed to kill. And Sri Aurobindo's letter is, whatever work the mother gives you, accept it as her, accept it with surrender, something to that effect, but you must accept it, obey it, and you will make progress. It is for your good. So she broke away then itself. So many people, she used to do this with Ravindraji, again staunch Gurukul Kangri person. And you know what work he was given? To distribute eggs. For him, even touching egg was a, he has to touch, and he was so clumsy, like touching egg and giving egg is like I am doing some great sin. So she broke those concepts in him. But it, see how it helps. So there was a time in the ashram when nobody was coming to clean the washrooms. So, and Ravindraji was, you know, one of his work was to give work to people. So he was 2 months, 3 months, he waited. Whoever new ashramite comes, he would say ki work is, no, that they don't want to do. So you have to employ paid people. So one day he got very fed up. He told mother, mother, since nobody is coming forward to do this work, I'll undertake this work. Then mother smiled and said, wait for a few days. Within the next few days, a lot of people, three or four people started coming and saying ki, we want to take up this work specifically to clean the washrooms. So she asked, he asked that how this happened. She said, because it was a mental barrier which had to break. Because you agreed, it broke a mental barrier and people came and started asking. So this is the other part. So many instances where we have, there was another person who was given this to teach French. All these people have personally told me, Jayanti Bhai. And he said, mother had asked me to teach French. I didn't know French. So she told, no problem, you learn. He learned, he became one of the most liked French teachers in the school. Hutadi. She didn't know how to hold a pencil and make a straight line. People speak about now her paintings. It is not about her paintings and the teacher. It is the mother's action. Now why, what happens in this world is that this world is not in tune with its Swadharma. What we think as our Swadharma may not be. It has become so chaotic and disorderly. That is what is called as Dharmasya Glani. Where are men who are living according to truth? Truth is like people have deviated far from truth. That's why all this chaos in the world. Nothing is where it should be. That is how mother puts it. Evil is because things are not in their right place. And it's not only things, objects. It is everything. It's people, it's, you know, country, you may be born, the work you may be doing, the organization you may be working, your relationships, everywhere. So one of the things that she does is she realigns everything. Now this realignment for us is disorder. Because we are used to a disorderly order, a mental order, and which has gone. So that's why the rule of spirituality is to accept whatever the mother gives. When you come to the ashram context, even outside. I had a similar thing when I came. I don't know why, but I had mentioned in the medical department that I am available for work. But I was working in society, sitting there. They told, very nice, you sit, write books and all. But I always wanted to join the ashram. So when I went and told, and they said, okay, we'll see. But that we will see never came. So I was wondering what happened. Then suddenly one day somebody, Mani Ben, came to know, who is, you know, aunt of house. She was used to work in Golkond. So she called me and asked me, said, we need a person. I said, okay. But will you do? You are a doctor. Will you do this work? Marbling section. So what I have to do? I have to sit and sell saris. So I told her that I have read the story of Niruddha, where Niruddha was given work in furniture department, and he told Sri Aurobindo that you know, why am I doing? People tell me that you are doing a useless work. Your talents are much better. You could have been utilized in a better way. Imagine, with Sri Aurobindo and the mother, people are saying this. So with my working, I think the place will go to the devil. And Sri Aurobindo writes, it is because of you that the place has not gone to the devil. So he continued. Then a time came when he shifted. He became, you know, with the dispensary. So I took up that work and it helped me so much. I still remember those 1.5 to 2 years of working in marbling department as one of those when I made a lot of progress. Because that was needed for me. I had no sense of colors, totally an ascetic person, all these things. And suddenly I still remember, because there were hardly any work, you hardly have people coming and wanting bills. So I discovered the pravritti se nivritti. If you don't have work, it's okay. So all these things, so my natural tendency was, if there is nothing to do, pick up book and read. So there used to be books there, collected works of Sri Aurobindo. So I would pick up and read. Then very nicely she told me one day, you know, generally when we are working in ashram departments, if there is no work, we sit quietly and concentrate. So it was a hint that don't do this. So all these things you learn. Later you go beyond the rule. I'm not saying that, you know, you will forever remain with the rule. But you must go through the law before you go beyond the law. This is the principle of life. So all these things are there to teach us. Even another, later on, of course, he left the ashram, went away. But a very qualified person, one IAS person. And what is the work mother gave him? You know that? She gave him the work of dusting the library. How many years he did it? This was the way she was taking care of the ambition and all this in people. To this idea sometime that I am meant for this work. So all this is important for spiritual life. But in ordinary life, yes, I agree that Swadharma is the best bet. But in spiritual life, it starts with Sarvadharman Parityajya. Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. True spiritual life begins with that. And then she will take you wherever she wants to take you. In any case, within the human frame, whatever we are doing, even the highest best, one must know it is nothing, it's just a shadow play. It is a preparation for something else. Once we understand that, then the mind is quiet. It is just a practice match. The real game begins when we take up the other part. Okay. Namaste.